Hey friends, guess what time it is? It's wonder time! Come on, let's go on an adventure together!
In today's wonder time, we are asking the question, what does Satan want me to believe about creation? Pretend your family is building a house. Instead of carefully planning what your house will look like, you take all the boards, nails, and paint and throw them up into the air. Will the pieces fall together to make a beautiful home? Of course not. There has to be a plan. There also has to be someone to carry out the plan. A house can't be built without a builder. And the earth was not created without a creator. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Satan has tried to make people believe that the earth was created by accident after a big explosion. Satan also lies and says God didn't create people. He says that over a long time people evolved from animals. God says that's not true. In the Bible, in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, God's word says, "The Lord formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The man became a living being." Why does Satan want you to believe you're an accident? He doesn't want you to know that you are special and that you have a loving Heavenly Father who made you in His image. The Bible tells us clearly that the world was made by God and that you were made by God. God made you because He loves you and you are special to Him. And because you are special to Him, He wants you to believe in Him so that you can have a relationship with Him, so that you can get to know Him better through His Word, love Him more, and live for Him every day. And He will help you as you live on earth. All you have to do to believe in the Lord Jesus is tell God that you believe that Jesus came to earth, that He died on the cross for your sin, that He came alive again, and that He is able to forgive you. And then you can ask God to save you from the punishment of sin, and you will be saved. You will become a part of God's great big family, and you will have God's Holy Spirit to help you as you live each day. So, are you ready to take that step and believe in the Lord? We are almost at the end of today's Wonder Time, but before I go, I'd like to ask you a question. The question for today is, do you believe God created the world? Why? The question for today is, do you believe God created the world? Why? And your challenge for today is for you to list 5 things that you love from God's creation. Your challenge for today is for you to list 5 things you love from God's creation. And now, let's talk to God together. Dear God, thank you for all the things you have created. Thank you for making me just the way you want me to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the end of today's Wonder Time. But guess what? We will be back really soon. So don't miss out. Make sure you join us for the next Wonder Time. And remember, God loves you. Bye.